Call for means. I was shown that there had been unhappy results in making urgent calls for means at our camp meetings. This matter has been pressed too hard. There were many men of means who would not have done anything had not their hearts been softened and melted under the influence of the testimonies borne to them. The poor were deeply affected, and, in the sincerity of their souls, pledged means which they had a heart to give, but were unable to pay. The urgent call for means, in most instances, left a wrong impression upon some minds. Some thought that it was money that was the burden of our message. Many went to their homes blessed because they had donated to the cause of God. But there are better methods of raising means in free will offerings than in urgent calls at our large gatherings. If all come up to the plan of systematic benevolence, and if our tract and missionary workers are faithful in their department of the work, the treasury will be well supplied without these urgent calls at our large gatherings. But there has been a great neglect of duty. Many have withheld means which God claims as His, and in thus doing have committed robbery toward God. Their selfish hearts have not given the tenth of all their increase which God has claimed. Neither have they come up to the yearly gatherings with their free will offerings, their thank offerings, and their trespass offerings. Many have come before the Lord empty-handed. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There would sin rest upon us as a people if we did not make most earnest efforts to ascertain those who had donated for the different enterprises who are too poor to give anything. All that they have in the liberality of their souls given should be returned to them with an additional gift to relieve their necessities. The raising of money has been carried to extremes. It has left a bad impression on many minds. This is not the best plan of raising means. There has been an indifference manifested to investigate the cases of the poor and make returns to them that they should not suffer for the necessities of life. A neglect of duty in this respect, to become acquainted with the necessity of the needy and relieve their pressing wants in returning means that has been given to advance the cause of God, would be on our part a neglect of our Savior in the persons of His saints.